Welcome back to the Music Podcast. My name is Nick.
I'm Frederick.
And we are live for the second time ever. We have never really done a second live. So this is our second live. That fucking makes any sense.
Yeah.
Does that make any fucking sense?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about all different things. We're going to talk about...
Wait, hold on.
What? Well, we can't. So let's go back. So we're going to talk about all different types of things. So let's talk about that Frederick's finally back onto the podcast.
Biggie!
What the hell was that?
It was an Ice Cube thing.
An Ice Cube thing?
Yeah, he says that.
Okay. So
no, it's not yee yee. It's yee yee.
Oh, it's yee yee. So how was your cruise?
It was good. Everything except for Jamaica.
Jamaica? What was wrong with Jamaica?
We almost got scammed or robbed.
Robbed in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Damn. Why?
Yeah, because I was trying to buy a t-shirt and a beanie hat.
Okay.
And the guy was like, he jacked up the price. Like, this would be $84.
Jeez.
And I'm like, yeah.
$84?
Yeah.
Damn, that's insane. Why $84?
Because I guess, I don't know, because he seen that we was tourists.
Yeah, tourists, yeah.
And stuff, and Taurus is usually when they get you.
Yeah.
So.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was insane. But other than that, all the other countries were great. Cosmo was the best.
Cosmo?
Yeah, Cosmo. No, not Cosmo. Cozumel.
Cozumel. Damn, yeah. that's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. So which one did you go on? You went on Carnival?
Yeah, I went on Carnival. I went on there's only one ship. I went on Carnival Horizon. Really? So that's the name of the ship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Carnival. We had a balcony floor.
Balcony? Aren't those expensive?
Not really.
No?
Yeah.
Damn. I just saw your background on your I haven't been on your Facebook page in a long time.
The one with the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah, Golden Gate Bridge, yeah.
That's when I was in California.
I know, but I didn't know you have 84 mutual friends, or 88 mutual friends.
Of yours?
Yeah, you have 88 mutual friends of mine. Maybe because we went to the same school, that's why.
Well, duh.
Duh. Yeah, I'm glad you had a fun time on your cruise.
Yeah, let's talk about...
Flipping with your mother. What?
You had to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about some things that happened in the music news. Now that we talked about Frederick's vacation and almost getting scammed. Oh, speaking of cruises, did you go on any of the nightclubs?
Actually, no. So I did not go in one single nightclub because I guess I was just too, like, I just wasn't feeling it, I guess.
But I saw some lady dancing.
Are you talking about my mother?
No, I saw a lady in the cruise. She was like a waitress or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I did a video edit.
Yeah, no, but yeah. So let's talk about all the things that are happening in the in the news right now. Where should we start?
Beatles.
Beatles? Okay, let's go with Beatles. So, the Beatles Paul McCartney has recordings that was given to him from, it looks like after John Lennon died, from Yoko Ono, or as I like to call Yoko Ono, from her, that was given from John Lennon, that was like recordings and like songs that were after he died. So they're all like demos, and they're bringing like the Beatles together to make like this one song, this new song. And they're also using some AI technology. I'm going to play you guys a clip from BBC Radio 1 of this. So let me see if I can go find it. And computer audio only. And BBC, or this is going to be from BBC Radio 1. Take message. Here we go. Not this commercial. People in bikinis and underwear. Okay, here we go.
And what do you think about efforts that are being made through technology, through artificial intelligence, to recreate the early Beatles, making your voice sound younger, bringing those voices back, well, from the grave, really? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a very interesting thing, you know. It's something we're all sort of tackling at the moment, you know, and trying to deal with what's it mean, you know. Yeah, people will tell. I don't hear that much because I'm not on the internet that much. But people will say to me, "Oh, yeah, there's a track where, you know, John's singing one of my songs," and it isn't. It's just AI, you know. So all of that is kind of scary, but exciting because it's the future. And we were able to use that kind of thing when Peter Jackson did the film Get Back, where it was us making the Let It Be album. And he was able to extricate John's voice from a ropey little bit of cassette where it had John's voice and a piano. He could separate them with AI. They tell the machine, that's a voice. This is a guitar, lose the guitar. And he did that. So it has great uses. So when we came to make what will be the last Beatles record, it was a demo that John had that we worked on, and we just finished it up. It'll be released this year. We were able to take John's voice and get it pure through this AI so that then we could mix the record as you would normally do. You know, so it gives you some sort of leeway. So there's a good side to it, and then a scary side, and we'll just have to see where that leads.
Yeah, that's
interesting thing.
That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that was. So basically, so you were right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are using his actual voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Why am I echoing?
I don't hear no echo.
I heard an echo.
Echo.
No, I heard an echo, like the live stream was being feeded into the computer. Yeah, that's very interesting. Like how they did. I didn't know they used it for the Let It Be TV show, or movie. And also a lot of people, a lot of people could get in trouble with this AI shit.
Yeah, they can. You can be copyrighted, or
like Drake. Like, what is it, Drake? There was one like Nicki Minaj song or Ice Spice or something song, and where it's Drake singing it.
Yeah,
and just like what's his name did, David Guetta. You saw the one with David Guetta, right?
Yeah. Where, no, where that he... one, I literally thought that one was real. And then who yeah, else got? Are you talking about the one with Drake and The Weeknd?
No, I'm talking. No, I'm talking about the. I'm talking about the one with No, I'm talking about the one with what's his name? David Guetta, where he did Eminem.
Really? I didn't hear that one.
You didn't hear that one?
Uh-uh.
Should I play it?
Yeah, play it for me.
Here.
Was it recently?
No, it's pretty old. But what's his name? David Guetta. That's not David Guetta. I spelled his name wrong. David Guetta. There we go. Eminem. Eminem AI. Let's see. Here it is. Let me see if I can share my screen without sharing anything else. So for this folder. Okay, you can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right here. You should be able to hear it too.
This is the future rave sound. I'm getting lost in an underground. This is the future rave sound. I'm getting lost in an underground. Hear
it. Yeah.
But he has to kill it.
What'd you say?
Then he actually created this as a song, like an actual.
I don't know if he did. It just seems like a clip just looping over and over again. No, it was just a little tiny thing he did. And it seems like that it was just and Eminem had nothing to do with it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I'm telling you, AI is taking over, man.
Yeah, AI is good, but AI is like I don't want to be like waking up and like AI be like I don't know. Now wiping your butt. I want to do it on my own. I want to know something.
It's like
that
South Park episode with the TSA.
No, we're not talking about that. No.
Yeah.
Not what I meant. That's not AI. Those are actual people checking their asses.
I'm big enough to wet my own asshole.
Yeah, we're not talking about this on our Facebook, Instagram, Facebook Live.
There's no kids here.
I don't know. We're streaming to your page too, by the way.
Sure. Everybody on my Facebook page are all adults.
No. I was gonna say something about that, but I'm not going to. We're keeping it rated R. So check that out. When that song comes out, that Beatles song is supposed to come out later on this year. Looks like Zoe 102 is coming out real soon. What else? So let's start by talking about this. So what have you been listening to lately?
I've been listening to a lot of Skrillex.
Skrillex? Interesting. Yeah. Why has he got new music or something?
Yeah, no, so he was before, you know that Red Rocks, right?
Red Rocks. It's in Colorado.
Yeah.
I've been to it.
You actually been there?
Yeah, I've been trying.
You never told me about that.
Yeah. Long. It was a long, long time ago.
Once upon a time when Nick was a little baby.
A long, long time ago. I can still remember how the music used to make me smile.
But no, that's where, like, you know, that's where South Park did their thing and all that. But yeah, he performed 5 hours at Red Rocks.
What the fuck? 5 hours?
Yeah. 5 hour set.
That's a long ass set.
I watched the whole entire thing.
Was it live streamed or was it someone with their phone recording it for 5 hours?
It's somebody with their phone.
Who the hell was going to be holding up? Here.
But there was live though.
Yeah, but who's going to be holding up their phone like that for 5 hours?
Not me.
My phone's kind of cracked, or not cracked, but the case is kind of falling apart because it's a cheap ass case. 5 hours? Damn. Oh, when are you supposed to see what's his name?
Who?
Aren't you supposed to see Zed?
Oh yeah, that's supposed to be July something.
We're in July. We're in June. Sorry, next month, July.
Yeah, at the Hard Rock Hollywood.
Yeah, the Hard Rock Day and Night. Isn't the day and night?
They call it Dayer.
Yeah, the Day and Night nightclub. You want to know the stuff I've been listening to?
What?
I've been listening to a lot of EDM, like listening to the new song by the Chainsmokers called.
They got a new song?
Yeah, the Chainsmokers. They got a new song, yeah, called Self-Detonation Mode, I think it's called. Oh, so it's called Self-Destruction Mode. You hear me?
Yeah.
It's called Self-Destruction Mode. Listening to them. Listening to a lot of like 80s music, all different types of music. Did you see the lineup?
For what? Imagine?
No, not Imagine. For next month? For Ultra Europe?
Yeah, I just saw that. You posted that on your story.
Yeah, I shared it on my story. It freaking has everybody.
Skrillex is there?
It has Friday is Hardwell, right?
Uh-huh.
Hardwell, Zed, Axwell, Griffin, Player, I don't know who that is. Then Saturday is Steve Aoki, Timmy Trumpet, DJ Snake, and then Saturday is Alexo, Martin Garrickson, Afrojack, WW, Freddie LaGram.
What?
Yeah.
My boy.
And W&W. Like I haven't heard them in a long time.
I thought they retired at first.
Yeah, and that's on the main stage. And that's going to be next month in Europe. They have tons of other artists too, but they on the radio version. The radio, you know, the Ultra radio stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, tons of other people that I don't know. Mr. Black? Is that? Who's Mr. Black?
Black Coffee?
No, his name's... No, I didn't say Black Coffee. I said Mr. Black.
What? Something went in my mouth.
What?
I said something went in my mouth.
You know you're live, right?
I don't care.
What the hell went in your mouth?
This is what happens when you go live.
That's what happens when you go live.
Okay, do it live.
Okay, yeah. So Mr. Black. Let's see who Mr. Black is.
Mr. Black. It sounds like I'm Mr. saying Mr.
Black. DJ. Hey, Mr. Black. Instagram. His picture didn't come up. Oh, yeah, he's a DJ, yeah. Is he white? I think he's white.
He's a white dude?
I don't know. Here, I'll share my screen for all of you people can see what I'm looking at. Let's see. Okay, can you still see it or no? Oh, no, wait. Let's stop sharing. Share screen. There we go. Okay, can you see my screen? Hello, can you see
my screen? Yeah.
Yeah, there's Mr. Black. Does he not look white to you?
Right. Oh, it's a guy that's dressed up in black, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But he's cool. Actually, no, not in that picture. He's green. Let's see what he sounds like. He sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, I never knew who this guy was. I don't know if I can show that picture. I'm going to keep going. I don't know if I'm allowed to show that picture. Oh, fuck. Look who that is. Do you see it?
Oh.
No.
Oh, that's Nicky Romero.
No, that's not Nicky Romero.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Who's that?
Fucking Hardwell.
Oh, they look alike.
It's Hardwell and Mr. Black.
Oh.
Did you say Nicky Romero and Hardwell look alike?
In a way they do. They got the same hairstyle.
No, they do not.
They look like brothers.
It's like saying, never mind, whatever. I don't want to get canceled.
You already were.
I'm not canceled. Yeah. So check out that there's a new documentary on a new show or something on HBO with The Weeknd that I keep hearing about. You've heard about that, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, I was exiting the screen.
Don't exit me.
No, the Zoom screen, because I was trying to see you on Facebook.
Yeah, so check that all out. There's been some interesting stuff happening in the world, in the news. Trump could be arrested.
Technically he was arrested.
Yeah, he could serve some time when he becomes president.
And then he stopped at a restaurant.
Yeah, in Miami.
Got some food. Got some food.
No,
he went to
Rocco's Tacos.
Did you see that reporter that got talked out say, "How does it feel to be in jail?" No. And then everyone was like, "Boo."
You know, he went to Rocco's Tacos.
Is that where he went?
No, he didn't go to Rocco's Tacos. That's just you and your girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm not going there for a long time.
Yeah, so check all
they
that.
Destroy me.
Who Trump destroyed you or Rocco's Tacos?
No, Rocco's Tacos did.
Yeah, so check all that out. There's some really good interviews we have done in the past. If you guys have not checked that out. It's on YouTube. It's called on the Music Podcast. It's also a link on the Music Podcast 3 Instagram. And yeah, we did some interviews about interviewing people with big vinyl collections. We've done other interviews. Eventually I want to get a mix board. Where I can like do some like mixing and stuff with this podcast. And also I would be able to record people off my phone. It would let me like record right off my phone. So I could take like actual phone calls.
Right.
Which would be kind of cool because then like that one person that we're not going to mention who we tried to get or tried, we did an interview of, not that long ago, we tried to get somebody. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we tried to do it off the phone kind of thing. Didn't work. But this mix board or the soundboard would let me record right off the phone. So, yeah, I'm going to try to get that in the future. It costs a pretty penny. So what do you want to tell the audience and our viewers?
I want to tell the audience that please donate to a lost child in Africa.
Are you the lost child from Africa? Is that where you're coming from?
No, you can donate 1 cent a day if you just make a donation.
In the arms of an angel. Fly away.
I look so ugly in the camera.
Because you are ugly.
Nick, you're 10 times uglier.
You're ugliest. Okay.
You broke the... You're so ugly. Your mom had to call a new screen to fix your phone.
You're so ugly. Your computer broke your face and said, this computer's... Oh, never mind. I don't know where I was going with that. Your iPhone said, try another person, please.
Oh.
That's how ugly you are.
You're so ugly.
Actually, you're so fat that the scale said, one person at a time, please. Okay, we're so bright, but let's get back.
That was a good one.
Yeah, there's all different documentaries that are out there of singers and celebrities. Who else has new music out there? Any new songs from Fatboy Slim?
No, but he's performing at a festival near you.
Where?
It's called
PBS.
No, not PBS.
My viewers like you. Thank you.
No, seriously. He's performing at Banneroo.
Banneroo? That's in Tennessee, isn't it?
Yeah. Banneroo.
Yeah. Yeah, all the people living. Isn't that the one where all people live in the freaking desert? Or am I thinking of a different one? What's the one where like people get naked in the desert?
That's Burning Man.
Oh, that's Burning Man.
Yeah.
Where's Burning Man?
The Texas? Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada, nah, nah.
Nevada.
Yeah. So just remember to check out all the great stuff we have on Instagram, Facebook, Frederick's Instagram, my Facebook. Is people messaging Frederick liked my story a second ago. How the hell did you just like my story?
Do you get notifications for that?
Yeah, I get notifications on anything. I get notification. I'm not a perv or a creep, but it sounds kind of creepy. I get notifications every time you post on Instagram. Every time you share a story on Instagram, I get notified. How the hell are you doing multiple screens on your phone?
I don't know, but I'm trying to exit out one of them.
Don't exit out me, bitch.
Nah, because it's too many screens. I'm hearing our conversation on the podcast.
Yeah, probably. I gotta ask you something after the podcast is over about somebody. But we're gonna probably end this real soon. A lot of good things happening in the news. A lot of AI technology, which is very creepy. It should be very interesting because they didn't, with that Beatles AI thing, they didn't really mention any of the other Beatles. I know it's a Beatles song, but they didn't really mention George Harrison or Ringo in the thing. Because I'm wondering, because supposedly it was a song back in the day I heard that the vocals were not too good on John Lennon. So George Harrison didn't want to do it, but I'm still wondering how, because George Harrison's dead, they could always bring in Paul and Ringo,
right?
To do it. So I'm just wondering how that's going to work out. And yeah, they have speculations of what song it actually is, out there. So yeah, that should be very interesting. Supposedly it's the final Beatles song.
The final one?
Yeah, that's what Paul says. Paul's about 70, 80 years old already, so and Ringo's doing it. I don't know if it's gonna be like I know it's like big news right now, but I don't know if it's gonna be like great big news. Let's see this one clip here. Let's see if I can pull it up. Let's see. Ooh, na 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 na. Why is that in my head? Let's live tonight like fireflies.
I want to go to Summer World.
What the fuck is Summer World?
It's a festival in, I think, in France.
France. We're, okay, why are we going in and out? My viewers said they're getting dizzy.
Who said that?
My viewers. You don't know them. Come on, I'm trying. Okay, here. Right, let's see.
This was Skip.
Now with a bonus track from the Beatles. Paul McCartney announcing the release of a new song sung by none other than John Lennon. Lara is from GMA. Details. Good morning, Lara.
This is unbelievable, Michael. Good morning to you and to you. So, Sir Paul is calling it a final Beatles record and says it combines something old with something very new. John Lennon's voice taken from an old demo tape, along with a little help from a new friend, artificial intelligence.
This morning, Beatlemania is back. This time, like we've never seen or heard before. The legendary band set to release new music with the help of artificial intelligence.
All of that is kind of scary, but exciting because it's the future.
Former Beatle Paul McCartney telling BBC Radio 4 that AI technology has made it possible to create one more Beatles song that will be released later this year. McCartney says that John Lennon's voice was extracted from an old demo in order to finish the song.
It's a demo that John had that we worked on, and we just finished it up. It'll be released this year. We were able to take John's voice and get it pure through this AI so that then we could mix the record as you would normally do.
The 80-year-old artist says this will be the Beatles' final record. McCartney also describing to BBC Radio how director Peter Jackson used AI in making the Beatles documentary series Get Back.
He was able to extricate John's voice from a ropey little bit of cassette where it had John's voice and a piano. He could separate them with AI.
According to the BBC, the upcoming release is possibly one of several songs that were part of a cassette tape labeled For Paul, which Lennon had made prior to his death in 1980.
AI in music is the biggest thing that's happened since the advent of streaming and perhaps Napster.
Since sliced bread.
Which completely disrupted the entire music industry. This is going to change things drastically.
But in recent months, AI has also been...
Here's the one I played for you guys earlier.
...artificially work artists' vocals into songs they never recorded, like in Beyoncé's hit, Cuff It.
Listen to this one.
This rendition featuring a recreation of Rihanna's voice. And artist Drake left
like
fuming
one.
After this hit from rapper Ice Spice.
You thought I was feeling you? No.
It became an AI-generated Drake remake without his permission.
You thought I was feeling you? No.
Drake calling it the final straw.
There are many different battles that are coming and struggles that we're facing.
What'd you say?
The one with Drake with the Ice Spice one.
Yeah.
Generated Drake remake without his permission.
You thought I was feeling you? No.
Drake calling it the final straw.
There are many different battles that are coming and struggles that we're facing. We know it's not going anywhere. So there are a lot of legal cases that are likely to fall.
Indeed, lots of questions over this. Sir Paul used AI to perform a virtual duet with John Lennon.
Yeah, he did like a virtual duet, which it wasn't really, it was basically just Paul McCartney singing live on stage with John Lennon on a jumbo screen in the background.
Right.
So it wasn't like a robot, you know? Why do you keep popping in and out?
I'm trying to post something on Snapchat.
Yeah, so check all that stuff out. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And we post every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll probably go live once a month. I might give you guys more of a heads up than I did today. Didn't even really know we were going live today until about 4 o'clock. So keep up to date. Check out all of the music news. I post random Beatles stuff, anything music, anything on my stories on Instagram. Frederick posts things about tornado or sceneries. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And this has been the Music Podcast. Good night.
Good day.
Wherever you are in the world.
We are out.
And why are you so close to the screen?
I just want the viewers to see me a little bit more.
Okay, bye. Stop.